My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
That
was fortunate and unfortunate all at the same time.
Please explain.
Well, Rex Ryan was phenomenal.
Awesome.
Please explain.
And the high, high majority of our audience had absolutely no issue with that whatsoever.
No, not a bit.
But there's a wee little bit of you who just got knocked around and knocked off, and that would be our YouTube audience.
Oh, Schmidt.
And we're back up and running. So
solid.
If you're a YouTuber, get back to YouTube, because we knocked you off, and now we're welcoming you back.
Yeah, a little bit of a Crash situation. Not Crash Davis from Bull Durham, but the YouTube page crashed.
Great movie.
Mount Crashmore. Yeah, the best baseball movie, I would argue, of
Bull
all
Durham?
Time. Yep.
I used to think it was Field of Dreams. Do you ever go back every now and again and watch the really old ones just to see if they hold up?
The Natural is a great example of that, where...
You don't...
I mean, I like it, but that thing is, I mean, that thing's longer than War and Peace now.
You know what's so funny is, and a lot of us went through this, whatever it was last year or the year before, whenever that Top Gun Maverick thing came out, and a lot of people I know who are like maybe our age, who grew up with the first Top Gun, and then here comes the new Top Gun, and you want to take your kids, like, you got to watch the old Top Gun before you watch the new Top Gun, so you got an idea what the hell's going on. And you go back and watch the old Top Gun, which when I was in high school, absolute favorite movie. Absolute favorite movie. Probably watched it 40 times. My daughter, just like 2 weeks ago, hey, can we rent a movie tonight? I want to watch the old Top Gun. I've never seen it before.
Okay.
And I watched it, and for the first time, a completely different emotion went flowing through me. I'm like, damn, this thing moves fast. Like, it just rolls over the story. It didn't, like... All of these storylines, like these two people fell in love in 4 seconds. It was like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was one song of a montage.
Yeah.
Berlin's Take My Breath Away.
She tried. They sing to her. She knocks him down. Then she shows up at work. Turns out she's a government agent. Okay, they looked at each other, winked, went over to the house. They're in love. I'm like, could you slow down? What? Like, go on a date.
All we needed
What's
was
matter with
Mike,
you?
Mike Breen providing the play-by-play. Bang! Bang!
Oh, what a shot from Maverick!
Thank you.
Yeah. Like,
sorry, I had to get to it.
It just moved way too fast for me. I'm like,
that's crazy.
Isn't hitting me the same way that it used to.
It's good, but
anyway.
Anyway, Bull Durham, it has surpassed, after a long run, Bad News Bears, the original, which was the first movie I ever saw in the theater. Shout out Northgate, 1977.
Where does Major League fit into this for you?
Probably down the list a little bit, 4 or 5.
Okay, because remember, that's when that was before Bruce Bochy was Bruce Bochy.
Sure.
Remember now, their manager.
Yeah.
Right? Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again.
And it's
like,
really
it's
funny.
The same
it's good.
Guy. It's the same guy. It's Boch.
It's good. It's memorable. And Charlie Sheen, Wild Thing, and all the rest of it. But not to derail.
That was before he had Tiger blood, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Damn,
it's back. Then it got weird. That's okay. Anyway, hi, everybody. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'd like to remind all of you, or urge all of you, to not miss the kickoff show on Monday with us, okay? Live from the Hilton Santa Clara, delicious food, great drinks, best pregame show in the Bay Area, and it is presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. I've been telling everybody I know, if you are going to the game Monday, here's the deal. Leave now. Leave now. No, I'm not kidding. Now. Go down there now.
You're already late.
Call somebody who lives in the area and see if you can stay at their house for 3 days. Get a hotel at the Hilton. I don't know, whatever you want to do. Leave now, because this is going to be a pilgrimage. But we going, and we do hope you're there, and we hope to see you there. And I am very excited. I am very excited. Our next show is going to be at the Hilton in front of a 49er Jet game.
Yes, and last night only served to get me more excited, yeah, because those are two teams who are probably going to be playoff teams. If you were going to bet yes or no on either of those teams, you'd bet yes on both. Sure. Even though the Ravens are now 0-1 in last in the NFL, they look pretty good. And the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And so you look at high-quality football, and you think about Monday, and the Jets could be a playoff team. I don't know about should be, but they're probably a slightly better than 50% chance, I would say. And the Niners are probably an 80% chance of being a playoff team. So it's going to be a good one on Monday.
No doubt. And hearing Rex talk about the talent that's on the field, and I think we do. We don't think much beyond Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, and Garrett Wilson. The defense of the Jets is loaded. Absolutely loaded. So let me make a prediction for you right now. Okay? Tuesday morning, win or lose, there will be Brock Purdy pessimism Tuesday morning.
I don't know if it's that automatic.
Win or lose. No, it's not automatic. It's a prediction. It's okay. I think there are going to be people who come out and go, see, you can pay that guy $60 million, which is going to be a part of every game that doesn't look perfect this year. I get it. But I am already giving credit to both of these quarterbacks for who they're going up against on Monday night. And I'm also going to say this, because I know a lot of people think that that's, in a way, what we saw last night. In fact, I saw someone comment on the Xfinity Mobile text line earlier and go, those were two of the top-ranked defenses in the NFL. They're good. There's no doubt that they're good. I wouldn't argue that. Both of those defenses last night are significantly, in my opinion, less talented than the two defenses you're going to see on Monday night.
Yeah, my opinion. Time will tell.
And my opinion.
You're probably right, but a lot of that is also measured by who you go up against, and those are two of the tougher quarterbacks to play against in the National Football League. So defenses, I think, are going to struggle. When you face Patrick Mahomes, however good your defense is, it's going to look worse than normal when you face Mahomes, and the Niners are a great example of that. In the Super Bowl, they were better, but in the regular season, they've really struggled against Kansas City, and they've been worse than their norm against Kansas City. So when you play good offenses, a good defense is going to look a little bit more mortal.
No doubt. And I actually thought that was the case last night. What did we say the over-under was? 46.5? Wasn't that it?
I thought it was a little lower than that. But
Grandy, wasn't it 46.5? I mean, isn't it incredible? And yeah, there's your number for it.
Right on it. 47.
I think so. I can double check for you.
Just crazy. But I largely thought that the two quarterbacks, even though they were at times running for their lives, even though it wasn't an overly high-scoring game, I thought both of them looked composed. I thought both of them, for the most part, hit open receivers. I know Lamar didn't on that last drive. But they both looked pretty good. Nobody blew me away. But yeah, those are really good teams. So that's kind of what you would expect, I guess. But whenever you get those guys out there, look, they're both phenomenal. They both got two MVP awards. And I think it's fair for us as 49er fans to do a little comparing and contrasting right now. And when you watch those two teams, do you feel a little quarterback envy? Because let's be honest, we don't know exactly where the Brock Purdy experience is going. And what we're all hoping, if you're a Niner fan, is that that's where it's going. It's going, you know, last year, what did he finish in the MVP? Fifth?
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. That's your one full season. You were fifth in the MVP. Could he ever win one?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. It's going to be hard, though, because I don't think that he's going to have the eye-popping numbers. So for him to win one, they would have to have the best record in football, and it would have to be a significantly best record in football kind of a year. Last year, Baltimore had the best record in the regular season. Lamar had eye-popping numbers. You win the MVP.
But don't you think that that was almost dependent on one game?
Largely, like, yeah.
Right. You go to Christmas, and I do. As it turned out, that was an MVP elimination game. If Lamar throws a couple, three, four picks, the Niners win that game. They end up 13-4 instead of 12-5. Baltimore ends up 12-5 instead of 13-4. Brock might have won that darn award. He might have won that thing.
Yeah.
Well, and isn't that what we're all, and again, it's not about the MVP. It's more about, does Brock go from very good player, very good decision maker, can win with him, all of those things we say now. Can he go from that to someone who you would refer to as the difference? Because that's what I feel about those two guys last night. They have proven that for their franchises, they're the difference.
Yeah.
They elevate. They elevate everyone, everything. The whole franchise feels like it's on their shoulders.
Absolutely. And I think that he could do it, and it would be a little bit more similar to how Mahomes played last night. Forget the magic and the majesty of Mahomes and everything he's accomplished, but last night, to me, is the kind of game that you can look to Brock Purdy to have. He wound up 20 for 28, 291, which is big, one, you know, a couple of really big throws, quarterback rating of 102, one interception, no fumbles. Mahomes was more than just solid. He was great. He was not eye-popping with the numbers. 20 of 28, very efficient. He made the one mistake toward the end of the half, and that was it. And he went out there and he won the game. Now, can he be like Lamar? I don't think so, where he throws for 273 on 41 attempts, and he rushes it 16 times for 122.
Well, not stylistically, right. but you know what I mean. Like these
but
guys.
I'm talking about Mahomes, like last night, Mahomes probably had his B game, his B-plus game.
I'm looking at the numbers right now.
Mahomes was great.
Yeah, both of them had nice ratings. Mahomes was 101.9, Lamar was 90.8. Mahomes, 20 of 28, 291, touchdown and a pick. Lamar, 26 of 41, 273. The percentage for Mahomes is really good, but your final passing stats, good. Lamar obviously had the fumble,
yeah.
Kind of one of his offensive linemen's fault, but and he ran for 122 yards.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're both, they're absurd.
But I think Mahomes, yesterday, last night, Mahomes was just super efficient. He didn't make too many, like, oh my God, throws. He made a couple plays, which you watch it and you go, okay, this is why he's the best in football. Eludes the rush, step up, wiggle right, boop, makes the perfect throw, move the chains. You're mentioning about Brock Purdy last year, and I looked at the MVP odds by week.
Okay.
And I'm looking at December 12th, last year, Brock Purdy was plus 175, Dak Prescott plus 153. They were basically tied for favorite
co-favorites
for the MVP. The next week, the 19th, Brock Purdy becomes the favorite to win the MVP. He's minus 200. And then their second choice was Lamar Jackson. Skip ahead to December 27th, Brock Purdy jumps up to 13-1. And Lamar plummets all the way down to minus 190. So it really was the one game.
It was an elimination game.
The elimination game. Yep. If Brock Purdy plays well and wins that game, he is the MVP.
He probably would be.
Can he win an MVP? You're damn right he can. He was the MVP last year through 15 weeks of an 18-week season.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't doubt that. But I think you also know what I'm getting at, which is like there's
a little of the draftism in there.
Well, but there's, I don't think it's draftism as much as like, we're just not there yet. He's only played 20 some odd football games. He's played a season and a half. There's no doubt left in my mind as to whether or not the guy's good. No doubt left as to whether or not he's really good. That there hasn't been even enough time for him to be what we're watching last night. And that is someone where an entire NFL franchise goes, excuse me, come over here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hand this to you. This is a backpack. The entire franchise is in it. Wear it. At all times. Period. Can you do that? And you
well,
don't
have, ask them to.
Yeah, you don't have to do that to get $55 or $60 million, but they want you to. You know, Jared Goff got 52. They don't do that to him. Tua got 52, 53. They don't do that with him. The Jags want to do that with Trevor Lawrence. The Packers want to do that with Jordan Love. The Bengals do that, I think, with Joe Burrow. But that's what you're hoping. You're hoping someday he does become that guy. What I mean by that is if he's on your team, you're good. Period. You might be great because you got great stuff around you. You might struggle a little bit if it's an off year and there are injuries, but your presence alone means you're a contender. I think both of those guys last night are that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who else is like that?
In the NFL?
I mean, you could say Josh Allen. We're going to find out this year because this year they don't have the weapons that they've had in the past.
Right, but
Joe Burrow's got two of the better receivers. Well, in theory, Higgins is got dealing with a hamstring and Chase may not be ready for week one.
He'll
so
be there. Yeah.
Burrow's in a little bit of a weird spot that way. But outside of those guys, who else is a backpack player at that position? You'd be hard-pressed to find many more of those guys. You already said Tua's not, and that's fair.
Well, but some of it is just timing. You know, I think that the Texans are hoping that CJ Stroud is that. You're here.
Yeah, but they have an unbelievable team around him now.
Absolutely. So. But no, again, these take time. Brock has done nothing to dissuade the idea that he is that. But we just haven't had enough time to see it. You haven't seen them go through generations of different players around them. We've seen that with Lamar and Patrick. They've been around a lot longer.
Yep.
Lamar hasn't even broken through for a Super Bowl, but come on.
He's got one playoff win in a season.
I know.
That's his high.
I know.
He's got two overall. Two times in the playoffs, he's won one game.
Yep. It's been disappointing in January, but he's also got two MVP awards, and he's Lamar freaking Jackson.
I was looking at his splits because we were talking about Lamar, you know, fading late. He's 17-3 in December as a starter.
Jeez.
And then you get to the playoffs, and it's a different story.
What's the overall record in January or the playoffs?
For Lamar?
Yeah.
He's 2-4, I think.
Two and four. Yeah.
In the post. Yep, 2-4.
2-4.
2-4.
Let's go to Jake in Oakland. Hi, Jake. What's up?
It's Jason. What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on, Willard and Dibs? You know, I got to say you guys' names. I called y'all about 2-3 years ago about the Warriors. We talked. I remember you said they was only going to win 40-something games, and they ended up winning the championship.
Yeah, that was on me, but Jake. Anyway. That was my fault. And, I've been struggling to I've actually gone to therapy over that your phone call. It shook me. You rattled me, Jake. And I'm just hearing your voice again now. I got a little bit of that PTSD.
Okay, this is what I wanted to hit you guys with. Oof. Purdy is the truth. Jimmy G is damn near out the league because of Brock Purdy. And I know he did something to his Achilles, but when we seen a guy that was picked last take the Niners to a championship, maybe would have won that championship and beat Cincinnati in a Super Bowl if he wouldn't have got hurt. Next year, go back to the Super Bowl. If McCaffrey don't fumble the ball and they don't miss an extra point, he maybe would have won the Super Bowl. And we still talking about other quarterbacks being better than Purdy. Like, what Purdy got to do? Be 6'6", 245 pounds, can throw the ball 70 yards, and then our guys around the Bay Area say, he's the greatest. He's the next Montana because he's kind of a short guy. He looks real young. He was picked last. Every year we're going to pick him apart and say, all these other quarterbacks is greater than him and better than him. Purdy ain't did nothing but come in the league, got another quarterback thrown to another team, took his team to a championship, Super Bowl. When are we going to say Purdy is a generational player? Because we ain't seen too many quarterbacks get picked last and do what he's doing.
Jake,
come on, guys. We got to give him more credit.
Because
the guy earlier was talking about having the dude for Baltimore as our quarterback. He ready to throw Purdy away. Said, if Shanahan had him, come on, man. I forgot his name. He can't even pass. His passes is always off. If he ain't had no legs, he'd probably be a second-string quarterback. The Baltimore, I forgot his name, because I could care less about him.
You're talking about Lamar Jackson.
Man, Purdy is a
Lamar ball. Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, you guys know that he can't pass accurate. His passes is always off. When he throw the ball, it's like he aiming it. Purdy can let that ball go and throw you to a spot. Jimmy G couldn't do that. But Joe Montana could. John Elway could. Throw the ball to a spot when a guy gets to the ball. Purdy is a baller, man, and he's a game changer. So let's not talk about, because if Purdy didn't ball in the Detroit game, we would have lost that game. If we had Jimmy G, would the Niners would have won that game against Detroit? Let's be real.
Of course not. Jake, you're not going to get a huge argument, I don't think, from either one of us. Thank you very much for the call. That was passionate and fantastic. Here's how I'd answer it, though. I do think you're undercutting Lamar Jackson a little bit. He can throw the football. He's not Patrick Mahomes with it, but you're right. Like, he can run for 122 yards in a game. That's a special thing that Lamar can offer. My answer about Purdy, when you say, what's he got to do? Nothing. He just has to keep doing what he's doing. He just has to do it for longer. That's all. There's no criticism. There's no doubt. But he just needs to do it for longer. That's all. You like to be one of the greats, you have to sustain. And so there's no criticism because he has done everything he could possibly do to this point. But I'm not going to say this quarterback equals all of the other greats in the league when you've only played 23 games or wherever we are with Brock Purdy. He just needs more time. That's all.
Right, and he needs to, you know, do what he did last year again, and then fewer people will have the ability to step up and use draftism or use whatever metric they want to say that he's not very good. You start stacking good year after good year, and it becomes harder to criticize people, and that's where the frustration for Lamar Jackson fans or acolytes comes from, because he's so great in the regular season, and in the playoffs, he's struggled to win games. 2-4 is not reflective of how good he's been in the regular season.
Yeah, no, they like both of these teams, in a way, I think last year, they really missed the boat. Like, if you want to put another rat on the table, here it is. The Niners and Ravens were both better than the Chiefs last year. That's my opinion. Call it whatever you want. Top to bottom, offense, defense, everything that goes into a football game, the Niners and the Ravens were both better than the Chiefs. And they both missed their shot.
Yeah, they both had their shot. And
they missed their shot.
They're supposed to shoot your shot because it's all you've got.
That's all you got, dude.
And that's always a funny one to me, like, you know, when somebody says this team was better than the other team, and I'm not just picking on you, but you had a chance to be better than that team.
Yeah, they didn't
do it. Both had a chance to be better than that team, and neither one was better than that team. So it's always a funny one to me where you look back and say, you know, we were the best team in football last year. Well, then you should have won the Super Bowl.
Well, but you know, sports is like, it's a bunch of human beings running around out there. Like, the best team doesn't always win the game. Some people equate it to that. It's like, whoever wins, that's the best. I'm like, it's a little bit of black and white thinking for me.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Best is just such a nebulous thing anyway.
Well, there's circumstances that come up all the time, and they can be as simple as, like, some of your people aren't available. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. I think you're the best team. Two of them, you aren't available, you lose. Other times, it's much more circumstantial in terms of mistakes that are made that are mental ones as opposed to physical ones. Do you make that a part of the equation? You can if you want. Just put it this way. I expected the Ravens to beat the Chiefs. They had them at home. I think that from top to bottom, they were a better football team. They gagged. They fumbled at the one. They lost. I think the same thing about the 49ers, the best non-quarterback in the league, cruised down on a hot knife through butter opening drive and put the ball on the ground, and his superstar tight end was talking to the other player on the field as opposed to picking up the ball. I mean, we can talk about all this stuff.
Sure.
I think both of them were better a year ago. I don't know if they are now.
Yeah.
We've only had one look at it. Chiefs looked like the better team last night to me.
Better than Ravens. Yeah, we don't know if they're better than the Niners. They'll actually get a chance to play each other on the field. So just the whole idea of who's better than whom, it's a great, like, barroom conversation. And same thing with quarterback rankings. Ultimately, Brock Purdy is as good as his coach, his scheme, the players around him, and his ability to make plays. And he could be the best quarterback in football and have a terrible offensive line and a bad coach, and it wouldn't matter. And that's where the Dan Marino argument always comes, where how do you rank Dan Marino all time as a quarterback? He went to one Super Bowl and lost it. Do we put him below Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning just because those guys were able to win bowls?
I don't.
Right.
Do you?
Some do. Well, some just simply look at team success, and that's how we measure individual players.
Right. 49ers do not play until Monday night, but we got you covered on Sunday to kick off the 2024 NFL season. The Patriots take on the Bengals at 10. Raiders visit the Chargers at 1. You can listen to both of these games right here on the home for NFL football, 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. Feeling any quarterback envy last night in watching that football game? Plus, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have some fun with Joe Beningo. Oh, okay, 4:30. Let's move it to 4:30. An hour from now, Joe Beningo, who is now the host of the Oh the Pain podcast, also on WFAN in the past. He's a monster Jets fan. He's got the accent, all the stuff. We'll scream and yell 49er Jets. We'll have a good time. That's coming up in an hour on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
This is so funny. This is off the beaten track, but let's do this for a second because it relates to Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
I get it. There's no way around it, but I wish it weren't true. I wish that you could remove just a tiny bit of the ego from these conversations. It really does kind of get exhausting for fans, but hey, millions of dollars are being negotiated. Far be it from me. I'm not putting my hands in anyone else's pockets. I don't care what anybody gets. Get what you get. Get whatever you can get.
Get all you can. Be all you can be.
Ja'Marr Chase, says he'll be a game time decision Sunday.
Of course. Of course he will be.
Spoiler alert, he playing. Okay?
He hasn't practiced though, right?
He has some.
Okay.
He has some. I know he did 2 days ago because that video got caught. Did you see this thing where the Bengals have to walk across a busy street to get to their practice facility?
What?
Did you see it?
No.
You did not see it?
Ask me again.
Did you see it?
I missed it, Mark.
The Bengals have now barred the media from filming the players walk to the practice facility because it got so much attention. They come from wherever they get dressed to head to the field. They have to cross like something that would be worse than Tasman. I mean, they got to cross like this really busy street, and they got security guards out there like stopping cars so Jamar Chase can walk across the busy. It's like, what are you all doing? Who built this thing? Get a tunnel, get a bridge, do something. But anyway, he practiced off and on. The reason I bring it up, though, is they asked him, are you playing? Because he did not, right? He held out. He does not have a new deal. And remember, it's not quite like Ayuk or Jefferson because he's a year later than them. He's only 3 years in.
Yeah.
Normally, you do this before your fifth-year option. He's just going into year four. But Jamar is listed as questionable and said, quote, it's my decision as to whether or not I'm going to play.
It is. It is his decision.
Of course it is. But it's like this whole thing. Like, I'll play. But I want all of you to know that was my call, not the Bengals. This whole thing about who's pushing who around and who's got the power and the juice and the this and that and the other. I don't know, man. It doesn't land with fans. I don't know if anybody cares about that. It doesn't land.
Of course not.
I don't care.
I could pull a Jamar Chase and say, I'm a game time decision for Monday's show. I'm not sure if I'm going to show up to the Hilton or not. And my boss can sit back and say, okay, yeah, you're right. I can't make you show up. However, if you choose to grandstand and last minute me and then not show up, then they have the ability to do what they need to do, as the Bengals probably do to a certain extent, collective bargaining and contracts
and all the rest of it. And he's a great, legitimate, not that you're not a great host, but like...
I'm the Jamar Chase of the station, I'm a playmaker.
This is a player they cannot live without. And by the way, T. Higgins has been listed as doubtful.
With the hamstring.
I'd like to remind everybody who picked your big, fancy 8.5-point favorite Bengals in your survivor pool, it is quite possible they're playing without T. Higgins and Jamar Chase on Sunday.
And that was your pick?
No, actually it's not. It's not.
Okay, I thought you were alluding to the fact that was
they're the biggest favorite of the weekend.
Gotcha.
They are going to be the most picked team in survivor pools, and they will probably be fine, and I'm almost sure Jamar will play, but not great, Bob.
Nope.
Not great. Opening weekend, and your entire starting receiving core may be sitting there, and if they're not, you're still playing at full speed?
Not really.
Probably not.
And I wonder how full speed Brandon Ayuk will be. And similarly, or even more dramatically, Trent Williams. Because when you think about Trent Williams, who didn't have any training camp, and you went through a couple of light practices, he hasn't had a chance to go out there and play full adrenaline football in a long time. And he's an older guy, and he's a bigger guy. I'm sure he's in shape, but you get into that first long drive, 9-play, 10-play, or you get in the second half, and you've got an 11-play, a 12-play drive, Trent's going to be huffing and puffing, without a doubt, because you're not used to this. And I wonder if fatigue doesn't set in for old number 71 on the left side.
Well, I mean, yes, it will. I don't know. You've been to a football game. It looks very tiring, to be honest with you.
Especially when you haven't gone through a full camp and a couple of preseasons and all the rest of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, 888. 957-9570 is the number. And, you know, you watched that one last night, and there's no way around this. And that is, like, until something sort of either goes through the process of more and more time, or if something starts to pop at a different level visually, I think that this conversation about Brock Purdy is going to continue. And for me, it's not about is he going to get 55 or 56 or is he worth it or any of those things. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal football player. But here's maybe something to think about. You watched those two guys last night, and both of them had what you would probably refer to as like a B-level game, right?
Lamar was probably a B-plus.
B-plus?
I mean, even an A-minus, because Lamar did what he does best, and he did that very well. If it wasn't for the last couple of throws, well, the last, second to last throw, if he connects on that, his game is an A. They win or lose, he did his job to get him down the field and get him in a spot to win it.
That's interesting, because a lot of people hang the W or the L around the quarterback. I mean, he didn't do enough.
He didn't do enough.
Yeah, he turned the ball over in the red zone.
Yep.
He missed wide open receiver there in the end zone at the end. I thought he played really well, but those things for me would prevent calling it an A-level performance.
Sure. He performed about, you know, commensurate with how he normally does. 26 of 41. Last year when he won the MVP, he completed 63% of his passes, which is one of the worst. It's second to worst in his career. And yeah. So, you know, what he did to win the MVP is what he did last night, which is pull it down and make plays.
Sure, sure. But here's what I'm getting at. Mahomes, and what, you give him a B?
Yes, B. He was fine.
20 of 28 for 291 yards. When these guys have their B performance, they throw for over 275.
Yeah.
When Brock does that, you're like, whoa. In other words, Mahomes feels like he can get to 300 yards by accident. Brock Purdy, like, something has to work really well. And I know exactly why. This is not a criticism. The Niners don't throw the ball as much. They don't throw the ball in the same way. They don't huck it downfield. They don't have the same deep threats that a lot of these other teams do. I'm just talking about the way people view Brock Purdy. If you want him to actually, in the minds of many, get on that list, those top six or seven guys that are not a difference maker, but the difference maker, these are some of the things that are going to need to happen. He's going to need to have 300-yard games. He's going to need to play well when other key players are out. He's going to need to have games where he looks like the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, and I don't
know if that'll ever happen just because of their style.
Agreed. And I'm just looking at his game log, and I was going to ask you how many times you think he went over 275 yards in his career. And he started 23 regular season and 6 playoffs, so 29 games.
29 games.
How many times do you think Brocky Poo, as you call him, well, I call him for you.
I called him Brock-a-doodle-doo, actually, not Brocky Poo.
How many times did he get over 275 yards in one singular game?
You said 6 playoff and 23 regular season, so 29 games?
Yes.
Now, that counts Philadelphia, though, where he only had, like, 6 plays?
Yes, right? It does. Yeah, okay. It does. I was just glancing at starts.
All right, so I'm going to go 28 football games.
Okay.
How many times you go over 275? I would bet in those 28 football games, it's probably like 9.
Wow. 9. Can you give him another one for that? Because he was bang! Second Breen.
Not five,
bang on the number.
Not 6, not 7.
8 in the regular season and 1 in the playoffs, and it was his first playoff game against Seattle. He threw for 332.
You know what's so funny? The first thought that comes to mind, this guy erased a 24-7 deficit in the NFC Championship game, and you're telling me he still didn't throw for 275 yards.
267.
Isn't that crazy?
20 of 31, 267.
That's what I mean. So Patrick Mahomes throws for 291, and you go to bed going, that's kind of like not a great game.
It was good.
You were ahead the whole time. You were ahead by 7 to 10 points pretty much the entire night, and he throws for 291. Brock, on the other hand, is handed a 17-point deficit at halftime. It feels like an absolute fire drill the whole time, hucking the ball all over the place. Balls are bouncing off of helmets and landing in your receiver's hands. People are going into the end zone left and right. You come back. You score 34. 266 yards.
Yeah, good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah, and the week before, 252 against Green Bay, and then 255 in the Super Bowl. So
there you go.
Your point is well taken, not only about this, but about the MVP as well, because the way they go about running their offense, you don't look to him to be the backpack quarterback. You're not looking for him to go 30 for 38 for 335, you're really looking for these kinds of games. And if you look at all his game log, you see a bunch of, you see a 22 for 28, 20 for 21 against Arizona, and that was last year. You know, 19 of 26, 19 of 27. Just complete two of every three. Don't give it to the other team and keep this thing moving.
Exactly. That's exactly
it. That's the gig.
Grandy, you look like you wanted to say something. You're going to say something. I saw that.
I was just going to say, when you're talking about Mahomes and how yards-wise had a pretty good game, yeah. Put it this way. If he was your fantasy quarterback yesterday, you were upset.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one touchdown and didn't throw for 300 yards.
No, I think I had him in an ESPN league. I think he got like 15 and a half points.
And that's bad for Mahomes.
It's not great. It's not like disastrous, but yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. One touchdown throw. What are you doing, Patrick?
He's winning football games.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. And I looked at the number and I was just blown away by, they put the stat on the TV last night. And I wanted to remember it, but I didn't. So I looked it up. 75 and 22 in the regular season.
That's just absurd.
That is.
That's just absurd.
No, it's like 78% winning percentage. That is absurd to win that often that many times. And just, you know, last night, 20 of 28, ho-hum.
That's regular season dips?
Yeah.
And it's not like it goes down that much in the postseason either.
No, wouldn't think so.
15 and 3. 15 and 3 in the post.
He lost three times in the postseason?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other two. Like, I remember the Super Bowl against Tuam.
2018, he went 1-1. 2020 and 2021, he went 2-1.
Lost to the Bengals in the AFC Championship.
Oh, right.
Game.
Bengals, AFC. What was the
overtime,
other one?
Overtime, I think. 2021 or 2020?
Whenever they lost.
I want to say that.
Who was it?
Both of those were overtime, I thought. Let me look.
It was the right, AFC
2021, they lost to the Bengals.
Yeah. So in 2020, who'd they lose to?
They lost to, well, not the Bills, I'm sure, because that doesn't happen.
Who the hell else beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
Tampa in the Super Bowl.
No. We mentioned Tampa and Cincy. What's the third one?
Oh, that had to be his first year, 2017. They lost to Tennessee, 22-21, Tannehan.
I do not remember that game at all.
Ryan Tannehan. That was the year that Tennessee went to the AFC Championship.
And then who'd they lose to?
Man, you're really putting me
probably they didn't go to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Probably.
Yeah, odds are.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was Mahomes was the quarterback that year?
Eagles beat the Patriots. That was his rookie year.
He wasn't the starter.
He was,
that was Alex Smith.
He sat for a year and watched Alex Smith.
Yeah, well, there you go.
His first year as a starter was when they beat the Niners in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yeah, he's only lost twice. And one was in overtime, huge blown lead against Joe Burrow, and the other one was against the greatest of all time.
Oh, no, they lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, his first
Mahomes
year.
Mahomes did?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 16-31.
All right, there it is. No, but
three touchdowns.
The Tennessee game, I actually do remember now that you just said that, Grandy. Yes, that was Alex Smith. Patrick was on the team, but he just watched. He watched, and I'll never forget it. I've told you this story before. Good buddy, Chiefs fan, years ago, it was the night before they played Tennessee in the playoffs, and he was at a party, and he had eight too many, and he pulled me aside, and I was kind of like being my former 49er fan self. I'm like, why don't you guys support Alex Smith more? And he is walking through this party just screaming, Mahomes! Mahomes! That's just screaming his name. And I'm like, put some respect on Alex Smith's name. Like, he just, this offense this year was amazing. Do you remember that year for the Chiefs? Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, they were absolutely incredible. And Smith had a great year, and they were the division champ and all of those things. But Mahomes was sitting there. They had drafted him, and he was in waiting. And he was so drunk and yelling Mahomes so many times. And I'm like, come on, man. Be nice to Alex Smith. And he's like, you watch tomorrow. This isn't going to go well.
Wow.
And he was right. He was drunk, but he was right.
And then the year after was the AFC Championship game, Mahomes' first year as a starter.
Yeah, to Tennessee.
No, they lost in...
That's to New England.
Lost in overtime to New England when D4 jumped offsides.
There you go.
Tom Brady gets the ball to begin overtime, and they go down and score, and the Chiefs don't even get a chance.
So he's lost to Brady twice. And Burrow with an unbelievable comeback in overtime. That's it.
Three playoff losses. 15-3. So there you go.
Dude is stupid.
90-25 overall. 90-25. So
And we're like, can I take just a, this is tongue in cheek, but can I take a quick shot based off of that?
On the Shanahan haters?
Andy Reid is a genius. He has Patrick. That's it. That is what separates Andy Reid from the other top coaches in the game. That's it. That's it.
What has Mahomes done without Andy? Yeah, you don't want to answer that.
I don't know
you
what's his Pro Bowl record.
Exactly.
That's a great question. Yeah,
he doesn't go to the Pro Bowl because he's always in the
Super
Bowl.
Exactly, that's a good point.
I wonder if he even knows where the Pro Bowl is.
That's a really good question, Dibs.
Thank you.
Andy Reid is by far and away the best coach in the game. It's pretty much all Andy. He's amazeballs.
He was making conference championships when Patrick Mahomes was in grammar school.
He's a fantastic coach.
Mahomes is a system QB.
But he can't get over the top without Patrick, can he?
Yeah.
That's what Rex Ryan said about Bill Belichick just last hour, too.
Exactly. You put Patrick in Carolina, and we'll see if he's 90 and 25.
No, he'd probably be about 85 and 30 is probably what he would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
85 and 30. I mean, you know what? No, this actually is very relevant to the 49ers. Product of the system. Like
Greg Cosell debunked that this week.
I do think that highly of Kyle Shanahan. For God's sakes, Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl. But at the same time, like, it wasn't good enough. And I know everyone has, they pick and choose what they want to blame at the end of that Super Bowl loss. Just me, my thing to blame is not that Kyle wasn't more, more aggressive before halftime or whatever. It's that Jimmy missed wide open throws. And I don't mean he overthrew him. I mean, he didn't even see him. He didn't see people running wide open down the seam late in the game that would have put the game away. He didn't even see him. And that's what Brock does well. So, look, would I argue that Brock is more the product of the system than someone like Patrick or Josh? Yes. But in sports, come on, man. It is more about players than it is about coaches. How's Greg Popovich been doing lately? Winning a lot of games?
Football is more about coach than it is in any other sport.
I will agree, but it's still more about the player.
It is. It is. It's always more about the player because you can scheme. Like, look at Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl. He schemed up a winning play, and his right guard went the wrong way. And so the defensive lineman came through untouched, and Brock had to rush it, and he didn't have time to make the throw. So was that a player thing? Yeah, the player broke down. The coach had it schemed up, but it didn't work. So the players have to make plays. Coaches coach, and players make plays to win games. That's a classic low kneel-ism. And he's right. And last night, great example. They schemed a play. Zay is running open in the end zone. Lamar didn't see him.
Yeah.
And you lose the game.
Although I don't know that that was the scheme because it was a broken play. Lamar's running around in circles, and I think Zay just broke loose.
Yep.
That's kind of what you're supposed to do. Run toward the quarterback across the back of the end zone. And he did it beautifully. And Lamar didn't see him.
Didn't see him. It's a shame.
Yeah, such a shame. Fade the Dibbers. All right, let's go to...
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we sure will. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hi, Pat. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, you were mentioning the Survivor pool a little while ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing. I call it the confidence pool, but is that where you kind of assign the... like 17 points to the game you think you're most certain of and 16 and 15 and down to one. Is that right?
No, that is a confidence pool. A survivor pool is where you pick one team and they have to win and that's it. If your team wins, you go to the next week. If they don't win, you done.
Okay, so I guess I told the person that took my call it was the survivor pool, but the confidence pool, I can give a tip to you
Please.
And listeners that play that.
No,
because
I do so, that too. We do all this stuff, Pat. So what do you got?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Well, I can give you a guaranteed, it's proven to win because I played this thing for years and never won a damn thing, and then I finally figured out how to beat anybody. So it's pretty simple, but you have to be in a pool where you can play more than one entry, or you get together with a few guys and you kind of team up.
That
but
sounds like collusion
what
is what you're saying, but go ahead.
Well, you put in your four entries, right? And what you do is, let's say there's 17 games, okay? You take the two games that most people are going to give a one or a two to, the closest games, the flip-a-coin games, right? And you box those at 16 and 17, respectively. So you are guaranteed to get a 17 and a 16. You're going to get 33 points no matter who wins those two toss-up games on one of your bingo cards. And the rest of it, you just play straight down like everyone else does, 15 to 1. You start out with 33 points, and the best anyone else is probably going to get is 3 points. And you can win. I won many times, and I played with about 100 guys, and I won probably 5 out of 6 weeks. I tried this system, so it's a pretty foolproof system.
Well, Pat, I tell you what, now everybody knows it. This is a very popular station. It's a very popular show, so now everybody knows. So that's over now, Pat.
I wanted to share it with you. I'm out of that pool now, so if anyone else can make some money, go for it. But it guarantees you to win money, I'll tell you.
Are you out of the pool because they kicked you out for cheating?
Yeah, sort of. It took them 6 weeks to figure it out, though.
So, yeah. Thank you, Pat. All right, that was awesome.
Win money but lose friends. It's the way that went.
I'm in one of those, but I don't think you can do 4 entries. We all just do 1 entry.
I'm in one, yeah.
Are you in one?
With point spreads, yeah.
Oh, and mine's without.
But this is point spreads.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, last night, that was my eight. Yeah.
It evens everything out.
It does, but, I mean, it evens it out, but, you know, it makes it even more of a crapshoot because...
Totally.
You know, last night, for example, you got maybe hypothetically at Baltimore plus the 3, and you're thinking, wow, this is a loss. And then all of a sudden, hey, we got action. This might be a win. We win! Touchdown! Oh, boy, maybe not. And then right away, I was sitting next to supper, and we were watching the game. And
you knew the texts were going to come. Before the text came,
I'm actually watching with supper, and, you know, she's doing her thing or whatever. And I'm like, touchdown! They're going to go for 2! They're going to go for 2! And she looks up, and she looks at me, and I go, oh, never mind.
Oh.
She goes, what? I go, it's not a touchdown. Look at his toe.
Yeah.
She looks up, she looks at me, and goes, can we change it now? You can change it, honey.
Can we watch Housewives
totally.
Now?
Totally. This thing's over. Salt Lake is back.
I had to convince my people that his foot was out. They showed the highlight. I'm like, his foot is out. And people
like, in real time, I thought it was a touchdown.
No, real time, I thought it was a touchdown. But then the full-speed replay, I'm like, ooh.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And Abe goes, I see green. I'm like, eye doctor appointment for you. There's no green. And he's like, there's green. And other people, oh, I think he's in. I'm like, he's not in. And then the beautiful thing, and I actually kind of like this, I feel like this has only been maybe 3-4 years now where, yes, you get the super slow-mo highlight, but now you get that crazy zoom-in deal where you're like, oh, my God, like I can see one blade of grass. And then once you did that, you could see, you could clearly see the toe was out.
Yeah, it was a good like 2 inches. But I was thinking about, for the moment, I was thinking, thank God for instant replay. Because if they didn't have it, and they called it a touchdown, and replay eventually showed that it wasn't really a touchdown, we'd be spending the entire show ripping the officials.
I'm a huge fan of instant replay, despite its warts.
Yeah, that one worked.
Despite its warts.
That was a classic case of clear and definitive, they made the right call, and we can move on.
And I was still nervous that they were going to come out and call it the wrong way.
Yeah, I was.
Even when you can see it, you're like, yeah, but does that guy see it?
Right.
Does that guy see it? What do you got, Grandy?
Oh, I'm just talking to Dibs.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Just get me all revved up for my favorite minute of the day coming up.
Which one is that?
Fremont Bank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Fade the Dibbers.
No, we'll get to that. I'm still right. It was actually took me about 4 hours this morning to get over it.
Really?
I'm steaming around the kitchen and I'm making breakfast for the baby and I'm just like, God, I don't even know how I'm going to face this today.
But you're over it now.
Oh, we'll see.
I was going to say.
I got another pick to make now.
And I've updated the open, so... Got a surprise for you, dude.
Okay, great. And it was not a bad beat.
We can get into that, too.
It was an unfortunate beat.
It was a horrific beat. It was a terrible beat. Whatever, keep fading me. I was close last night now.
1-0.
I was close.
Oh, close, not count.
So everybody who goes to get your money today, make sure the teller knows that you almost didn't get your money.
Exactly.
But you did.
You should tip your teller.
No.
And you're welcome, all of you who fade me.
I don't know why I just called it a teller. But anyway, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Joe Beningo, who's a crazy New York Jets fan, can join us in about a half hour. We'll keep talking to you, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.